Welcome to Earth First Radio News, your source for information about the direct action environmental movement. Saving wild places, plants, and animals takes your help, so please have a pencil or pen and some recycled paper handy to jot down the contact information we try to include with every story. You really can make a difference, so write, call, or defend your local wilderness today. Now, here's the news. Chiricahua leopard frog listed as threatened. The Chiricahua leopard frog has been listed as a threatened species under the Endangered Species Act. The listing includes a special rule that encourages livestock owners in the Southwest to continue regular management of livestock water tanks that harbor frog populations. The frog, native to the Southwest, is imperiled by non-native predators, particularly including fish, bullfrogs, and crayfish, loss of habitat, and potential natural events such as floods and drought. The species has disappeared from entire mountain ranges, valleys, and river drainages within its historic range. The Chiricahua leopard frog is a unique part of the Southwest's limited aquatic resources that are threatened by the spread of exotic species. It is disturbing to see this frog's decline and even disappearance throughout much of its range, said H. Dale Hall, U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service's Acting Southwest Regional Director. Providing this protective status to the frog will further recovery goals. The Chiricahua leopard frog is found in ponds, streams, stock tanks, and other aquatic sites in the mountains of Arizona and New Mexico. The species is also known from several sites in Chihuahua, Mexico, and from single sites in Sonora and Durango, Mexico. Biologists believe non-native species must be controlled to help the frog survive, with few exceptions of fungal disease, Crateidiomycosis, linked to the global decline of frogs and toads, has been identified in Chiricahuan leopard frog populations and is contributing to the decline of the species. The U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service decided not to designate critical habitat for the frog, fearing illegal collecting or vandalism could further harm the species. Rio Grande called critical for the silver minnow. The U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service has proposed designating the middle reach of the Rio Grande River in New Mexico as critical habitat for the endangered Rio Grande silvery minnow. The proposed critical habitat area includes areas downstream of Cachti Reservoir to the Elephant Butte Reservoir Dam, as well as the tributary Jemez River from Jemez Canyon Reservoir to its confluence with the Rio Grande. A 300-foot area on either side of the river is also included. The Rio Grande silvery minnow has good recovery potential, said H. Dale Hall, director of the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service's Southwest region. We will continue to work closely with area landowners and water users as we refine this proposal and develop strategies to meet the needs of the minnow and the surrounding communities. The proposal replaces an earlier critical habitat designation set aside by a federal court in the year 2000. The court's ruling required the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service to prepare an environmental impact statement and economic analysis. The new proposal covers about the same portion of the middle Rio Grande that was contained in the earlier proposal. The target flows in the Rio Grande that we have recommended in the past will not differ, said Hall. We anticipate that this proposal will have little impact on water users. The Rio Grande silvery minnow is a native fish first listed as endangered in 1994. The minnow was once one of the most abundant and widespread of the desert fishes in the Rio Grande Basin, ranging from Española, New Mexico, to the Gulf of Mexico. The silvery minnow has now vanished from the Pecos River in the upper and lower Rio Grande. The species' decline has been attributed to decreased and interrupted stream flows caused by impoundments, water diversion for agriculture, and stream channelization. The species may also be affected by interactions with non-native fish and poor water quality. The recovery plan for the silvery minnow now recommends the fish be established in three distinct river reaches before it is removed from the endangered species list. Our preference is to use both critical habitat and experimental populations to recover the minnow, said Hall. We will end up with greater management flexibility and a better chance for success. Public comments on the critical habitat proposal will be accepted through September 4th, and we thank the Environment News Service for this story. Well, that's the news for today. If you have information for Earth First Radio News, please send it to cruiseef@cruiseio.com. You can find archived shows at www.radioforall.net and santacruz.indymedia.org. I'm Uncle Dennis. Thank you for listening to Earth First Radio News. Don't come by,